appreciating contemporary art. Hi, Joyce. How are you?
Hi, Tim. I've just been to this new contemporary art exhibition downtown. Have you heard about it?
No, I've just seen these giant posters. It certainly looks interesting, but I'm not sure if I can appreciate modern art. It always seems so abstract and hard to understand.
Well, I used to feel the same way, but you know, the more I explore it, the more I appreciate the creativity and thought behind each piece. In a way, it's like decoding a puzzle.
Really? And what do you find so interesting about it?
To tell you the truth, I love the way modern art challenges traditional standards of beauty and meaning. There is, for example, a large canvas with seemingly random brushstrokes. At first glance, it looks chaotic, but if you spend some time with it, slowly you start to see patterns and emotions.
I think I've always approached art with a more literal mindset and not considered these deeper meanings behind the brushstrokes or the choice of materials. I may be old-fashioned, but I'm used to art that is more straightforward, you know, like a beautiful landscape or a detailed portrait.
Sure, that's totally fine in its place. But you see, modern art often captures the complexity of the world in different ways from more realistic forms of art. You could say it's like an open-ended conversation between the artist and the viewer.
Yes, that makes sense. But what about those installations that look like a pile of random objects, and you just can't make head or tail of what they want to communicate?
Well, for me, those can be exciting too. They often make you question the meaning of everyday things. Like, why are those objects there? What story are they trying to tell? It's like turning the mundane into something extraordinary.
All right, you've convinced me. I think I'll give it a shot, but I might need a guide like you for this artistic journey. This is a rather unfamiliar area for me.
Of course, I'm happy to go again for another visit together with you. I can share what I've learned and we can discuss possible interpretations together. Who knows, you might find yourself enjoying modern art more than you expected. Maybe you'll discover whole new ways of looking at the world. Art is all about perspective, after all. And as art critics like to put it, modern art often reflects the social and cultural context of the time, like a visual commentary on the world we live in.
Wow, that's interesting. I never thought about it that way. And you sound like an art critic yourself, so I'll be in for this highly professional guided tour into modern art with you.